Hello, everyone. I've been thinking about what I shared in the last episode, and I want to expand upon it. So, when I was thinking about what I said in the last episode, it made me think more of how society doesn't reflect enough regarding the impact of sexuality, eroticism, sensuality, and even nudity on survivors of rape culture like myself. So myself and plenty of rape culture survivors, other rape culture survivors, we have come to these sexual hard truths, erotic hard truths, sensual hard truths, and nudity hard truths. No puns intended. When it comes to sex scenes in television and movies, and when it comes to erotica and pornography, myself and other rape culture survivors have concluded that we don't see therapeutic foreplay for us. We don't see therapeutic non-penetrative sex for us. We don't see therapeutic sexual penetration for us. We don't see therapeutic erotic massages for us. We don't see therapeutic intercrural sex, therapeutic intramural sex for us. We don't see therapeutic intergluteal sex for us. We don't see therapeutic mammary intercourse for us. We don't see therapeutic stimulation of nipples for us. We don't see therapeutic tribidism for us. We don't see therapeutic fraught for us. We don't see therapeutic manual sex for us. We don't see therapeutic hand jobs for us. We don't see therapeutic fingering for us. We don't see therapeutic anal fingering for us. We don't see therapeutic oral sex for us. We don't see therapeutic cunnilingus for us. We don't see therapeutic fellatio for us. We don't see therapeutic analingus for us. We don't see therapeutic vaginal sex for us. We don't see therapeutic anal sex for us. We don't see therapeutic autoeroticism for us. We don't see therapeutic sexual fantasies for us. We don't see therapeutic masturbation for us. We don't see therapeutic manual masturbation for us. We don't see therapeutic jerking off / wanking for us. We don't see therapeutic self-fingering for us. We don't see therapeutic oral masturbation for us. We don't see therapeutic autofellatio for us. We don't see therapeutic autocunnilingus for us. We don't see therapeutic anal masturbation for us. We don't see therapeutic anal fingering for us. We don't see therapeutic autosodomy for us. We don't see therapeutic facials for us. We don't see therapeutic fisting for us. We don't see therapeutic foot jobs for us. We don't see therapeutic group sex for us. We don't see therapeutic erimatio for us. We don't see therapeutic sumato for us. We don't see therapeutic vanilla sex for us. We don't see therapeutic sex toys for us. We don't see therapeutic dildos for us. We don't see therapeutic vibrators for us. We don't see therapeutic anal beads for us. We don't see therapeutic cock rings for us. We don't see therapeutic artificial vaginas for us. We don't see therapeutic sexual role-playing for us. We don't see therapeutic bondage and discipline, dominance and submission, BDSM for us. We don't see therapeutic erotic humiliations for us. We don't see therapeutic sadism, masochism for us. We don't see therapeutic cock and ball torture for us. We don't see therapeutic breast torture for us. We don't see therapeutic erotic spankings for us. We don't see therapeutic vaginal torture for us. We don't see therapeutic bondage positions for us. We don't see therapeutic BDSM equipment for us. We don't see therapeutic sexual fetishism for us. We don't see therapeutic sexual slang for us. We don't see therapeutic sex positions for us. We don't see therapeutic sex acts for us. We don't see therapeutic exclusively penetrative sex for us. We don't see therapeutic penetrating partner on top with front entry for us. We don't see therapeutic missionary positions for us. We don't see therapeutic penetrating from behind for us. We don't see the therapeutic doggy style position for us. We don't see the therapeutic spoons position for us. We don't see the therapeutic receiving partner on top for position for us. We don't see the reverse cow person position for us. We don't see the person on top. We don't see the therapeutic person on top positions for us. We don't see the therapeutic reverse cow person position for us. We don't see the therapeutic sitting and kneeling sex positions for us. We don't see the therapeutic standing sex positions for us. We don't see the therapeutic anal sex positions for us. We don't see the less common positions that are hard to do in real life, but you see in porn sex for us. We don't see the therapeutic sex positions during pregnancy positions for us. We don't see the therapeutic sex positions to promote or prevent conception for us. We don't see the therapeutic using furniture or special apparatus for sex for us. We don't see the therapeutic oral sex positions in the form of fellatio, sitting, standing, lying, and cunnilingus 69, analingus, and the other oral sex positions that are non-exclusively penetrative sex for us. We don't see the therapeutic orgasm control for us. We don't see the therapeutic auxiliary intercourse for us. We don't see the therapeutic dry humping and grinding for us. We don't see the therapeutic non-penetrative sex for us. We don't see the therapeutic multiple penetration sex for us. We don't see the sex positions with many participants for us. We don't see the therapeutic circle jerks for us. We don't see the therapeutic daisy chains for us. We don't see the therapeutic gangbangs for us. We don't see the therapeutic reverse gangbangs for us. We don't see the therapeutic threesomes or three-ways for us. We don't see the therapeutic menage a trois, household of threes for us. We don't see the therapeutic foursome or four-ways for us. We don't see the therapeutic menage a quatres, household of four for us. We don't see the therapeutic double penetrations for us. We don't see the therapeutic spinturians for us. We don't see the therapeutic monogamous group sex, the same room sex, also known as soft swapping for us. We don't see the therapeutic sex parties for us. We don't see the therapeutic orgies for us. We don't see the therapeutic bunga bunga orgies for us. We don't see the therapeutic swinger party / gatherings for us. We don't see the therapeutic sex clubs for us. We don't see the therapeutic gay bathhouses for us. We don't see the therapeutic bisexual bathhouses for us. We don't see the therapeutic swinger clubs for us. We don't see the therapeutic lifestyle clubs for us. We don't see the therapeutic BDSM clubs for us. We don't see the therapeutic cruising for sex for us. We don't see the therapeutic hookup culture for us. We don't see the therapeutic non-relationship sex for us. We don't see the therapeutic sex without dating for us. We don't see the therapeutic casual dating for us. We don't see the therapeutic casual sex for us. We don't see the therapeutic single encounters of sex for us. We don't see the therapeutic one-night stands for us. We don't see the therapeutic anonymous sex for us. We don't see the therapeutic social sex for us. We don't see the therapeutic friends with benefits for us. We don't see the therapeutic booty calls for us. We don't see the therapeutic hooking up for us. We don't see the therapeutic fornication for us. We don't see the therapeutic dogging for us. We don't see the therapeutic cottaging for us. We don't see the therapeutic backup partners for us. We don't see the therapeutic treating dating parentheses for us. We don't see the therapeutic promiscuity for us. We don't see the therapeutic friends with benefits relationships for us. We don't see the therapeutic serious relationship for us. We don't see the therapeutic relationship sex for us. We don't see the therapeutic sex with dating for us. We don't see the therapeutic monogamous sex for us. We don't see the therapeutic committed sex for us. We don't see therapeutic nude beaches for us. We don't see therapeutic nude weddings for us. We don't see therapeutic naked parties for us. We don't see therapeutic naked yogas for us. We don't see therapeutic nude swimming classes for us. We don't see therapeutic nude swimming for us. We don't see therapeutic clothing optional events for us. We don't see therapeutic social nudity organizations for us. We don't see therapeutic naturist magazines for us. We don't see therapeutic naturist resorts, nudist resorts, naturist camps for us. We don't see therapeutic exhibitionism for us. We don't see therapeutic voyeurism for us. We don't see therapeutic top freedom for us. We don't see therapeutic toplessness for us. We don't see therapeutic erotic photography for us. We don't see therapeutic glamour photography for us. We don't see therapeutic nude photography for us. We don't see therapeutic nudity in advertising for us. We don't see therapeutic nudity in print media for us. We don't see therapeutic nudity in music videos for us. We don't see therapeutic nudity in American television for us. We don't see therapeutic nudity in television for us. We don't see therapeutic nudity in film for us. We don't see therapeutic body paintings for us. We don't see therapeutic nudity in live performances for us. We don't see therapeutic fine art nude photography for us. We don't see therapeutic nude modeling art and therapeutic art models for us. We don't see therapeutic history of the nude in art for us. We don't see therapeutic the nude arts for us. We don't see therapeutic imagery of nude celebrities for us. We don't see therapeutic nude calendars for us. We don't see therapeutic naked news for us. We don't see therapeutic nudity clause / nudity waivers for us. We don't see therapeutic nude psychotherapy for us. We don't see therapeutic softcore pornography or softcore porn for us. We don't see therapeutic hardcore pornography or hardcore porn for us. We don't see therapeutic film screenshots for us. We don't see therapeutic paparazzi photographs for us. We don't see therapeutic nude photo shot. We don't see therapeutic nude photo shoots for us. We don't see therapeutic photos and videos released online by recipients for us. We don't see therapeutic celebrity sex tapes for us. We don't see therapeutic can-can for us. We don't see therapeutic cage dance for us. We don't see therapeutic go-go dance for us. We don't see therapeutic hoochie-coochie for us. We don't see therapeutic mushra for us. We don't see therapeutic sexercise for us. We don't see therapeutic striptease exotic dancers for us. We don't see therapeutic pole dance for us. We don't see therapeutic bubble dance for us. We don't see therapeutic fan dance for us. We don't see therapeutic gown and glove striptease for us. We don't see therapeutic lap dance for us. We don't see therapeutic couch dance for us. We don't see therapeutic contact dance for us. We don't see therapeutic limo lap dance for us. We don't see therapeutic dance of the seven veils for us. We don't see therapeutic table dance for us. We don't see therapeutic grinding for us. We don't see therapeutic neo burlesque for us. We don't see therapeutic twerking for us. We don't see therapeutic erotic dancing, therapeutic exotic dancing for us. We don't see therapeutic sex work for us. We don't see therapeutic webcam modeling for us. We don't see therapeutic pornographic modeling for us. We don't see therapeutic adult content subscription services for us. We don't see therapeutic strippers for us. We don't see therapeutic naked butlers for us. We don't see therapeutic phone sex operators for us. We don't see therapeutic erotic dancing and therapeutic pole dancing for us, like I said earlier. We don't see therapeutic erotic massaging for us. We don't see therapeutic pornographic film acting for us. We don't see therapeutic peep show performers for us. We don't see therapeutic escort services for us. We don't see therapeutic boyfriend experiences for us. We don't see therapeutic girlfriend experience for us. We don't see therapeutic sugar babies for us. We don't see therapeutic sexual surrogates for us. We don't see therapeutic street prostitution for us. We don't see therapeutic dominatrix for us. We don't see therapeutic indoor prostitution for us. We don't see therapeutic brothel work for us. We don't see therapeutic massage parlor related prostitution for us. We don't see therapeutic bar and casino prostitution for us. We don't see any therapeutic services in the sex industry. such as therapeutic managers, therapeutic film crews, therapeutic photographers, therapeutic website developers, therapeutic webmasters, therapeutic sales personnel, therapeutic book and magazine writers and editors, therapeutic creating business models, therapeutic negotiating trade, therapeutic making press releases, therapeutic drawing up contracts with other owners, therapeutic buying and selling content, therapeutic offering technical support, therapeutic run services, therapeutic billing services or payroll, therapeutic organizing trade shows and various events, therapeutic doing marketing and sales forecasting, therapeutic providing human resources or provide tax service and legal support for us. We don't see that in the sex industry and talking about the people who work in it. And we don't see therapeutic host and hostess clubs. We don't see therapeutic strip clubs. We don't see therapeutic sex movies. We don't see therapeutic adult magazines. We don't see therapeutic sex-oriented adult magazines. We don't see therapeutic fetish paraphernalia. We don't see therapeutic adult movie theaters. We don't see therapeutic sex shops. We don't see therapeutic peep shows. We don't see therapeutic adult service providers. We don't see therapeutic prepaid sex movies for video on demand. We don't see therapeutic sex channels for television. We don't see therapeutic sex museums. We don't see therapeutic adult video games. We don't see therapeutic views, therapeutic understandings, therapeutic thoughts, therapeutic intentions, therapeutic speech, therapeutic actions, therapeutic livelihood, therapeutic efforts, and therapeutic mindfulness, and therapeutic concentration when it comes to sexuality, sensuality, eroticism, romance, interpersonal, and nudity. We don't see therapeutic questions, therapeutic comments, therapeutic compliments, therapeutic suggestions, therapeutic recommendations, therapeutic social cues, therapeutic hints, therapeutic guesses, therapeutic conversation, therapeutic changing sex acts, and therapeutic changing sex positions for us. We don't see the therapeutic who, we don't see the therapeutic who, we don't see the therapeutic what, we don't see the therapeutic when, we don't see the therapeutic where, we don't see the therapeutic why, we don't see the therapeutic which, we don't see the therapeutic how when it comes to sexuality, eroticism, romance, nudity, and interpersonal. This is how we feel as survivors of all rapes. This is how we feel as survivors of all types of rapists. This is how we feel as survivors of reproductive disorders, sexual disorders, body image disorders, mental illnesses, And this is how we feel as survivors of all kinds of discrimination, all kinds of abuse, all kinds of crime, all kinds of violence, all crimes of trauma, all kinds of victimization too. So I look at the world today, and I can honestly say I haven't seen any therapeutic legal brothels for us. I haven't seen any therapeutic massage parlors for us. So now I can just honestly say that, you now know all the other reasons why I very rarely date and very rarely have sex, and you also know all the other reasons why sex scenes and erotica scenes, porn scenes, and public nudity for me. I haven't found any entity that specializes in survivors like me. That's why I refrain from them all. And I decided any ethical porn I'm featuring is because I have complete control over it. Any ethical erotica I'm featuring is because I have complete control over it. Any sex scenes that I'm in, I have complete control over it. Any public nudity that's lawful and reasonable that I do, that I'm featuring, is because I have complete control over it. Any two people sex and any group sex environments that are legal that I partake in, it's because I have complete, I have complete control over it. You know, what I mean by complete control is that my 100% say-so matters as much as all the other people's 100% say-so. And how we all want to be featured, and how we all want to be in charge of our own images and likeness. I feel like for me, as a survivor, traveling the country, traveling the world is rough for me because there are foreigners who want to, not all of them, but there are some foreigners who dislike Americans. So it would be extremely difficult to be in a legal brothel without any kind of foreigners without some foreigners trying to scandalize me and try to prosecute me. And there are foreigners who, and it's extremely difficult to find any bathhouses that legal that are also not in concern that some foreigners would try to scandalize me and prosecute me. So any of the group sex environments, any of the sex industry environments, any of the two people sex environments, all legal overseas, it could be clubs, it could be consensual adult sex tourism, it could be the lawful red light districts, it could be just consensual sex, just between you and another person, another adult, actually. It's hard to find environments overseas that I can safely be in where I don't have to worry about some foreigners trying to scandalize me, prosecute me, smear campaign me, and defamation of character me. So even sex overseas is extremely, immeasurably difficult because there's a lot of foreigners who can't stand Americans like me, even though I'm a positive example of being an American. The distrust of Americans has gotten worse over the years. So I have to greatly restrict my travel due to the travel advisory of the State Department. So even traveling overseas, I have a healthy sexual paranoia, a healthy erotic paranoia, a healthy sensual paranoia, because it's excruciating to even attempt sex overseas. In my case, because a lot of places overseas are of ableism, are of racism. They victim blame abuse survivors and abuse victims. And the legal system overseas tends to be shot to shit, meaning any crime can happen to you, and in certain cases, the police and the government are in cahoots to allow crimes to happen to you without any legal penalties. And then there are places overseas where robberies are normal, rapes are normal, queer phobia in music lyrics are normal, being killed and being beaten for being disabled, for being an LGBTQI+ person, for even being an abuse survivor, abuse victim is normal. Home invasions are normal. People trying to be stick-up artists in terms of your professional and personal possessions are normal, like they going through your luggage trying to steal all your items. And even being at resorts is dicey because you have criminals who raid resorts just to commit acts of violence, murder, and robberies, and thefts and burglaries. And you also have terrorist groups overseas. And there's a lot of places overseas that lack human rights protections for people like me. So sex is a struggle for me in America, and sex is a struggle for me overseas. There are places in America where, of course, I would never have any kind of sex that's unlawful. Like, I would never sleep with sex workers in places in America where it's illegal. I would never have sex in places with sex workers overseas where it's illegal over there too. I would never do these things. Just because that was my past, I've beyond measure, beyond compare, I've grown from my past. I'm not there anymore. I've transitioned out of there, and I'm transitioning in where I am now forevermore. So sex is not, sex and autism is rough. Sex and blackness is rough. Sex and being abuse survivor thriver is rough. Sex as an LGBTQ+ person for me is rough. So sex is very challenging for me. That's why many people would tell me to hide my identities. I'm like, wait, if the bigots can be open about who they are, how come I, as a human rights champion, have to shield my excellency? I'm not doing that. They get to be open about who they are. I'm going to be open about who I am. So that's why it's tough to find sexual environments, even like nudist type places that I would have a sense of belonging in as a survivor. It's tough. So nudity, sex, romance, dating, interpersonal, sensuality, eroticism are difficult for me because of the intersectionality of oppression. I face multiple types of non-sexual oppression and multiple types of sexual oppression as a person in my situation. So I don't even masturbate to images of porn erotica that I used to. Actually stop today, a couple hours ago actually. So as you all know, I'm pro ethical porn, I'm pro ethical erotica, I'm pro I'm pro sex work, and I'm pro group sex, I'm pro two people sex, I'm pro LGBTQI+, and I'm pro group sex environments, I'm pro two people sex environments, as y'all know. And I'm pro masturbation, of course I am. I'm pro nudity, as y'all know, but I feel like in my shoes, I really had to come to grips with the fact that my situation is that difficult. I'm not saying there isn't any two people sex environments, group sex environments, and sex industry environments that are bad for me. Not all of them are bad for me. Plenty of them are good for me. It's just, you know, the expression like fine needle in a haystack. Those are hard to find where I don't have to worry about some foreigners trying to poison me, and some foreigners trying to kill me, some foreigners trying to beat me, some foreigners trying to treat me like a store, and they feel like we have to have a shoplifting mentality towards Antonio. And it's hard to, you know, humane lovers are fewer than fewer far between. Most people are inhumane lovers. Most people, when it comes to sex, have sexual narcissism tendencies, sexual psychopathy tendencies, sexual sociopathy tendencies, sexual psychopathy tendencies. It's difficult for me to have sexually benevolent people for me to have as lovers, because most people are sexually malevolent. To some degrees, I'm not saying that most people commit sex crimes, because most people don't commit sex crimes. What I'm saying is that most people are of sexual egomania. They're sexual egomaniacs, and that's what would also harm the sex acts. And I had to come to grips with the fact that that I had to make sexual sacrifices, meaning, and I'll tell you this, as an extraordinary person, I had to accept these hard truths that I have to say no to sex more than I get to say yes to it. I have to say no to dating more than I get to say yes to it. And I have to say no to nudity more than I say yes to it. I have to say no to eroticism more than I get to say yes to it. I have to say no to interpersonal more than I get to say yes to it. So imagine having sexual urges, but for the most part, you can't lawfully act them out. I'm not sexually suppressed, never that. I'm not sexually repressed, never that. I'm not sex negative, never that. I'm not sex neutral, never that. I'm not sex indifferent, never that. I'm not a sex offender, never that. I don't commit sex crimes, never that. I don't commit any and all crimes, never that. This is what I am saying, though. What I'm saying is that when you're an extraordinary person, most people are sexually inattentive. Most people are sexually oblivious. Most people are sexually thoughtless. T-H-O-U-G-H-T. Most people are sexually lost. Most people are sexually absent-minded. Most people are sexually in the clouds. Most people are sexually distracted. Most people are sexually not present. Most people are led sexually astray. Most people are sexually missing in action, MIA. Most people are sexually AWOL. Absent without leave. Most people are sexually troubled souls. Most people are sexually tortured souls. And this is the best way for me to conclude this episode. Most people are sexually ignorant, sexually unaware, unconscious of sex, sexually uninformed, sexually unknowing, sexually initiated, sexually inexperienced, that's not a disdivergence. Sexually unwitting, sexually unmindful, sexually disregardful, sexually misinformed, sexually disinformed, unaware of sex, unmindful of sex, sexually mindless, sexually unsuspecting, sexually witless, not conversant with sex, sexually unintelligent, sexually obtuse, sexually thick, sexually dense, sexually unscientific, sexually bird brain, sexually lowbrow, sexually sappy, and sexually dull, sexually shallow, sexually stupid, sexually untrained, sexually illiterate, sexually uneducated, sexually unlettered, sexually untaught, sexually miseducated, sexually undereducated, sexually unlettered, sexually untaught, sexually uninstructed, sexually uncultivated, sexually unenlightened, sexually untutored, sexually unschooled, sexually unread, sexually unwritten, sexually benighted, sexually shallow, sexually superficial, sexually gross, sexually coarse, sexually vulgar, sexually crude, sexually green, sexually knowing nothing, sexually misguided, sexually just beginning, sexually apprentice, sexually unbriefed, sexually naive, sexually naivete. And lack sexual sense. I'm not promoting rape culture. I'm talking about most people lack sexual wisdom, sexual clarity, and sexual discernment. And most people are of sexual blindness, sexual deafness, sexual muteness, sexual empty-headedness. Sexual incomprehension, sexual incapacity, sexual insensitivity, sexual desensitization, I'm not dissing people with disabilities, and I'm not dissing people with disorders. I'm just saying that most people are sexually clueless is what I'm saying. I'm just using synonyms of words and the words themselves. And I've also had to accept that I had to greatly limit my own self-pleasure in adult entertainment viewing, because why should I self-orgasm to adult films where sexual cold-bloodedness is glorified and sexual cold-heartedness is magnified? I have to say no to masturbation more than I get to actually do it. And sex dreams, wet dreams, sexual daydreams, nocturnal emissions, they don't get to happen more than actually get to happen. Because most people don't sexually stimulate me when I'm conscious, and when I'm unconscious, called sleeping, slumber, if you will. Woo! In fact, this is the best way for me to end. Sex with most people would cause me to endure dread, distress, worry, fear, apprehension, uneasiness, suspense, anxiety, nervousness, mortification, hysteria, panic, terror, horror, fright, shock, alarm, false sympathy, mono no aware, mean-spirited pity, rejection, loneliness, isolation, insult, insecurity, humiliation, homesickness, embarrassment, dejection, defeatism, alienation, neglect, a lack of remorse on their part, a lack of regret on their part, guilt, shame, displeasure, dismay, disappointment, melancholy, misery, woe, sorrow, grief, unhappiness, glumness, gloom, despair, depression, sadness, hurt, anguish, agony, suffering, torture, torment, jealousy, envy, loathing, contempt, revulsion, disgust, resentment, dislike, vengefulness, spite, scorn, hatred, bitterness, ferocity, hostility, wrath, fury, outrage, anger, rage, frustration, exasperation, cross patch, grumpy, grouchy, annoyance, agitation, aggravation, irritability. Fatalism, resignation, unhealthy acceptance, stoicism, pessimism, negativism, gloominess, doom and gloom, gloom, predeterminism, predestinarianism, necessitarianism, fate, fatedness, passive acceptance, unhealthy acceptance of the inevitable, negative thinking, the belief that all events are predetermined, therefore inevitable, a submissive outlook resulting from a fatalistic attitude. Cynicism, nihilism, false optimism, reclusion, Weltschmerz, Schadenfreude, and Sauerdade, and sein Sutt. That's what it'd be like for me to have sex with most people. And for the grand finale, most people, when it comes to sex, would fail miserably to have me experience pleasant astonishment, pleasant amazement, pleasant shock, pleasant surprises, relief, rapture, enthrallment, hope, eagerness, real optimism, triumph, healthy pride, pleasure, contentment, exhilaration, thrill, excitement, zeal, enthusiasm, zest, euphoria, ecstasy, satisfaction, elation, jubilation, happiness, gladness, enjoyment, delight, joy, joviality, jolliness, glee, gaiety, bliss, amusement, cheerfulness, longing, infatuation, passion, desire, needs, sexual desire, sexual needs, lust, sentimentality, compassion, tenderness, caring, attraction, liking, fondness, adoration, affection, love, compassionate love, sacrificial love, neighborly love, unconditional love, empathy, companionate love, agape love, and self-love. They even wouldn't have any selfless love for me. Most people are incapable of having me enjoy alongside them in terms of experiencing informed consent, explicit consent, implied consent, granular consent, general consent, conditional consent, ongoing consent, presumed consent, withdrawable consent, passive consent, active consent, implied consent, opt-out consent, opt-in consent, enthusiastic consent, involuntary consent, and verbal consent, nonverbal consent. And we don't see any of these consents that help us rape survivors out in terms of television, movies, and adult films.